A recent USA Today article points out that more people are cruising through retirement, literally. More people are taking cruise ships than ever before, with 24 million passengers expected to set sail this year. That compares with 15 million 10 years ago, according to the Cruise Lines International Association. About a quarter of these passengers are between the ages of 60 and 74. Taking a cruise is considered a luxury. But a study published in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society found that when considered over a 20-year span, cruises were comparably priced to assisted living centers and offer a better quality of life. For instance, a reservation on Princess Cruises averages $135 per day with long-term and senior discounts. This figure does not include medical care or excursions. By contrast, it costs about $230 per day for a private room in a nursing home. It also costs more than $100 a day for a one-bedroom unit in an assisted living facility, according to longtermcare.gov. The implication is that living on a cruise ship is not much more expensive than in many settings and sometimes is cheaper. Some people seem to have realized this. According to Expedia Cruise Ship Centers, a travel agency specializing in cruises, about 2% of the company's cruise bookings are for 180 days or more. The majority of these long-time cruisers are retirees. For WIPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.